Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, never that, never that. DJ Sincere holding down the MIC. It's Dirty Basement Radio setting it off with a real rare groove right there. And no, I'm not telling you who made it, but I might give you a musical hint a little later on in the show. I'm going to play another song by the same artist. And if you know that, then you'll know this. All right? Well, we're in the building right now today doing the damn thing like we only can, coming at you live from the big city, DJ Sincere holding down the MIC, setting off the show, giving you some of those summer Saturday vibes, you know what I'm saying? definite breakbeat material. Breakbeat material right there. All right, for all my official DJs out there, y'all know what time it is on that one, how they start. There's a couple spots you cut that up real nice. You know what I mean? All right, telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw, expecting him to be in the building, and also expecting him and Purple Dread to be back on the airways real soon right here on Dirty Basement Radio early next month. I believe the first week in August, hopefully they'll be back in the building for the brother and sister experience, getting back together. I know Mr. Roy has been dealing with some dental surgery, so, he's been taking it two letters, as he would say, easy. Shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw, of course. All right, we got a fantastic show for y'all lined up today. All right, like I said, we're going to be hitting y'all with some more of those secret grooves as we move forward during the show. And, of course, the best underground, the best independent artist that you will find anywhere. Because, of course, I'm the independent artist's best friend. All right, you know how I get it in. All right, respecting the guests at the bottom of the hour, Jay Nibs to be in the building, or goes by the name of Jay Nibs. Got a real hot song right now. I'm kind of digging the song, for real, for real. All right, so we're going to chop it up with him a little bit later on in the show when he gets in the building. We're expecting him, like I said, at the bottom of the hour. Once again, telephone lines are open. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Is there anything particular that's on your mind today, something you want to talk about, something you want to bring to the forefront, anything that's going on in your particular neck of the woods, you know what I'm saying? Now, I want to talk about camping and survival, all right, today, because I was watching this program. So, you know, we want to talk about camping and survival today. Have a could people make it, you know what I'm saying, if the lights went out, you know, if the supermarket was closed? You know, we got a little peek behind the curtain in regards to that. We got a little pinch of that, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, at the beginning of the, you know, the COVID era, as people are starting to call it, or have begun to call it. We got a little picture of that where people, you know, everybody make jokes about it now, but, you know, not having no toilet paper is not no joke. That's serious. That's serious shit. That's real serious shit right there, you know. But we got a little picture of that, and there was some other supplies, and, you know, things have, you know, increased in price as demand has gone up, you know, sanitizing products and, you know, different type of things. You know, the price increased when that happened because of the scarcity of the, you know, the product became really scarce. You know, excuse me, and, you know, people start, you know, a little bit of panic, you know, what would you do, you know, could you grow your own food? Well, you know, what would you do? Could you, you know, you catch rainwater, you know, the power went out, and all of a sudden you turn on your faucet, and there's no water coming out the faucet, and, you know, no water coming out the shower, you know, the refrigerator's been off for a couple of days now because there's no electricity. What are you going to do? What would you do? 563-999-3050. You know, that's something. Now, I'm a person who's going camping. Now, I've been camping, so I got a little bit of experience with it and a little bit of insight, but I'm going to tell you about something, again, that I was watching a little bit later on in the show. Getting ready to get into some of this music right now. Let me see what I want to play. Let me see what's in my switchboard right now. I definitely got some of the best independent artists, of course, like I said. Big shout out to my dude, Mike Ice. You know what I'm saying? I seen him out there running around doing a lot of things real heavy. Big shout out to, you know, to his artist. Big shout out to Bamboo Gutter. Got to get him back on the show also. A couple of things. But I think, you know, while I settle in, definitely going to play a Dirty Basement favorite right now. Y'all know this is one of my favorite joints. Had my dude Billy Danz in the building a couple months ago. He dropped off his latest, and this is definitely one of the hits right here. All right, this is We Busy. You know, we stay busy regardless of whom or what. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend, just getting it warm. Let's go.
Listen up, like I, cause y'all can't, like I, it's a whole different vibe, you niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music, I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music, shit, I'm fly with the music, You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best buy for the music. My version of me is different from what y'all see. The voice through the speaker, the image on TV. I'm stopped there. Your thoughts should matter, but your thoughts don't matter. My vision is clear. Yeah, I give them octane. I'm like fuel as you move through the lane. Downshift, the momentum never change. And everything I do is monumental in the game. It's factual, nigga, you pray for the fame. I'm natural, you did something strange for the change. Fire from long range. My accuracy is insane. Flagship with the game. OG respectable, vintage, limited, nigga, collectible. My aura's unfamiliar when I'm stepping through. Alone, but I feel like a wrecking crew. You know how I do. Boom, boom. Eyes on the prize. Listen up, like I, cause y'all can't, like I, it's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best buy for the music. My handle is upscale, praise for the frequency. When you discuss fine wine, mention me. Fabric imported from Switzerland and Italy. The perfect blend between now and then chemistry. I'll make your favorite artist nauseous and bow willingly. Or contemplate suicide if he ain't feeling me. You kidding me? Hacks the greatest, who's the greatest? No influence from the latest. I'm in a different zip code. We ain't neighbors. I bust rhymes. Flip mode. They can't take us. I'm generation threat. They can't break us. I ain't about to crumble folks shit. I ain't got to be humble folks shit. They can't shake us. You lames know my position in the game. I'm legit. Oh, I'm as dope as it gets. And now I'm focused on what niggas represent. Follow the script. Don't get hit. Eyes on the prize. Listen up, like a, cause y'all can't, like a, it's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best vibe for the music.
Yeah, Dirty Bass and Radio, DJ Sincere. Having a little trouble with my switchboard right now. A little stuck right now. It's giving me a little early technical difficulties, but you know, live radio, you got to roll with the punches. So here I am trying to get it back together again, as we are all live here on the radio. But that's the way it rolls sometimes. So just give me a minute, all right, as I finagle the switches in the background and try to get this, try to right the ship. As they say, I know it's not being responsive right now. Well, you need to respond. Come on, work with me. Work with me. All right, come on, work with me a little bit. All right. But, you know, like I was saying earlier, I've been camping. All right. And I remember, you know, I went camping almost every year for just about a decade, you know, with some of the brothers I came up with, that I came up with. I big shout out to the brother Kwaku, Alaman, Allah Supreme, Kazembe, Kenyatta. You know, a lot of good brothers from the African Poetry Theater, you know, our Rites of Passage program that we were involved in. So I had the opportunity to go camping on a number of occasions, and I can tell you, you know, that that first experience, you know what I'm saying, when you had never gone before, you know, you have an idea, but you don't really know what you're going to be in store for. You know, so my experience was a very, very enlightening one. I'm going to talk about that as we move forward during the show. All right. But it was definitely you definitely realize a couple of things really early. All right. And one of the things that I could definitely tell you is that money doesn't necessarily have the value that you think it does in a lot of these situations. For real, for real. Dirty Bass and Radio. Big shout out to my girl, Miss Knockout. We're keeping it real right now. No capping.
We serious out here in these streets. They be out here capping. You know what I'm saying? I'm the new wave in these streets. Knockout. I'm the new wave in these streets. No capping, man. No capping. What's happening is you slacking. It's real out in these streets. Suckers keep the beat. Haters get you weak. They capping as we speak. No capping, man. Compete. No cap. My bars, they gon' smack to this beat. No to the dope. Play me playing yourself, just so you know. Can't tell the difference between a friend or a foe. I get the loot, you in the poop, clucking and sucking your life away. You want the smoke, baby, let's do it. I got nothing but time today. I don't catch feelings, I catch meals. I check and take the beef off the grill. I'm out here hotter than wasabi. Hating as a broke man's hobby. I got the bust down on the wrist. Drip, drip, use a bust down. Pass around, you ain't it.
Yeah, for real, no cap, and you tuned into the best in the business, the best on the MIC, sitting up in the big chair, coming at you live from the big city. Let's keep it going with the ladies right now. Big shout out to my girl, Spicy. She got another hit on her hands. This one is real nice, real official. This is Give It To You. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. Remember where you heard it first. Person, being at you in the backwoods in Georgia. All right, now I've been camping before, all right? I've been camping quite a few times. I used to go camping. I went camping almost every year, all right, for a decade. Went almost every year. Missed a couple of years, but just about every year, all right, for a decade. So I got experience camping and being out in the woods and, you know, all that, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of stuff, right? Now, the reason why this came to mind is because I was watching this program, all right, about, you know, survival and stuff like that. Have you ever heard of this program called The Island?
Never heard of it.
All right. I hadn't heard of it until recently myself. Somebody else was talking about it. So I'm sitting there one day. I said, you know what, let me see if I can find this show. So I go on demand, my TV on demand and whatnot, and boom, there it is. They got like four seasons of this shit. So it's been around for a while. So, okay, cool. So now the person that I heard about the show from, they were talking about a particular episode, I guess a season, right, where because what they would do is that they would take, you know, different people of different ages, male and female, you know, sometimes together in the group, sometimes separate, and they would, you know, put them on this remote island, all right? But, and they would put one on one island and another on a different island, so they weren't together, all right? They couldn't work together, all right? But the idea, all right, and this is like, you know, you're not in, like, you know, this is no resort area, all right? It's not like, you know, down in Miami someplace, you know, you're not going to the Bahamas, Jamaica, no shit. You in the middle of the jungle and shit. So now, my question to you is, if the lights went out and shit got all fucked up and you couldn't go to the supermarket and none of that shit, would you be able to maintain? Because the interesting thing about this show is, you know, they out there in, like, the wilderness. And really all they got is the clothes on their back. They got some water with them. But they got to make everything else happen. You know what I'm saying? They got to build a fire. They got to catch their food. Might have to hunt that shit and kill it. You know what I'm saying? So the season that I'm watching right now that I'm really interested in is that they got the men on one island of different ages and races, and then they got the women on a different island of different ages and races. So I'm watching to see how that's going to turn out and who's going to be winging out first. So how you think you would make out?
Me personally, I don't really have a whole lot of education in a lot of different areas. You'd be very surprised as to, you know, what these areas are. But when I'm handling my business,
well, no doubt, I'm sure. I mean, I don't underestimate anybody. Don't overestimate them either.
I try to surround myself with people that know what they're doing and talking about. You know, for example,
right,
in that situation, like, I do know people that know how to take animals, slaughter them, clean them, and eat them. You follow me?
Right.
I mean,
that'll come in real handy. That'll be real important in a situation like that. If you got hunting skills and fishing skills, and you know you can manage, or you know people who could, carve that animal up and clean them for you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, now, folks,
I think that situation
that
you're saying goes both ways, though, does it not? I mean, if you take these country woodsmen guys and drop them off, and let's say Cabrini Green in Chicago, are they going to be able to make it out alive? I tell you, I make it out of Cabrini Green. I make it out of there alive, but with some of these people.
That's a different environment and situation than what I'm talking about. You know, you want to change the environment. I mean, now, if the lights go out and there's no electricity and the supermarket is closed, it's going to be like that for everybody, whether you in the backwoods or you in the projects. It ain't going to make much of a difference. Matter of fact, in the projects, it's probably going to be a whole lot worse because, you know, you're more condensed. People right on top of you. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? You don't have the same kind of – now, if you're out away from the city and away from, you know, like a multitude of people, you actually may have, better opportunities and such. But, you know, that's just my thought process. But, how do you think you would manage, though? How do you think you personally would manage in a situation like that?
Me? I'm going to go find, whatever it is I need, you know? And I'm probably going to end up, you know what I'm saying, dirty and nasty for a while and without no food and water.
Definitely.
At some point, I'm going to track down. Like, I'm not going to be able to kill nothing, and I can start a fire, but I wouldn't. You know what I mean? That's just not what, like, I've grown up doing. Even though, like, I've been around a lot of that type of shit, I'm really not into that type of stuff. You dig? I'm going to go find a person that knows how to do it so he can do it well instead of me trying to struggle.
Well, maybe, I guess. I mean, if you have that kind of a luxury, but in an emergency situation, you know, that person isn't going to be necessarily readily available because they're dealing with their own shit. So, you know, maybe I would say definitely good luck with that. But hold on tight, buttons. We're going to talk about this some more because this is my topic for the day. I expected my guest at the bottom of the hour. Jay Nibb is scheduled to be in the building. Got a 646 area code right now. They press that number one button. Let me see what they got to say. 646, what's on your mind? 646, you're live.
Hello?
On the air, Dirty Basement Radio. What's good?
Yes, hi. This is Gwen. I wanted to hear the real turn.
Okay, all right. All right, got somebody calling in for the real trends right now. I appreciate your support. Is anybody you want to shout out?
Just the real trends.
All right, no doubt. Appreciate you. All right, no doubt. We got the real trends on deck. Actually, he's been on deck for a couple of weeks. He's been sending us in, you know, a couple of songs. So we got another song on deck for him. We're going to be playing in a little while. And we're going to be testing that out. Got one of my judges in the building right now. Ben Buttons is in the building. All right, but we got a song from him. Let me see what this song. I think the song is called Uncle Sam this week. All right, but we're going to hold that song. But since you did call in and you asked for the real trends, I'm going to play one of his joints for you that we played in the last week or two. So let me see if I can pull that up for you real quick. So let me see. Well, yeah, we got All right. I guess we'll give this one a spin for you. Big shout out to the caller. Big shout out to my 646 area code right now. This is the real trend, and this is called Game Time by request.
I drop a tape like a drop a bag on a nigga. Once a minute most, ain't no taming me, nigga. Got a lot of pain, I make you feel it, nigga. Got a lot of pain, you wanna feel this, nigga. I drop a tape like I drop a bag on a nigga. Once a minute most, ain't no taming me, nigga. Got a lot of pain, I make you feel it, nigga. Got a lot of pain, you wanna feel this, nigga. Shit be feeling like a movie when them guys pull up and pop out. Thought I was playing till I really had to pop out. Chopper knock on two, niggas running, shit ain't fun now. Thought it was a game, now it's game that wanna play now. I drop a tape like I drop a bag on a nigga. Once I'm in that mode, ain't no taming me, nigga. Got a lot of pain, I make you feel it, nigga. Got a lot of pain, you wanna feel this, nigga. I drop a tape like I drop a bag on a nigga. Once a minute most, ain't no taming me, nigga. Got a lot of pain, I make you feel it, nigga. Got a lot of pain, you wanna feel this, nigga. The beat goes on and on, as long as you breathe, you gotta get money. I inspire myself, I motivate myself to get some money. Opposition think they're sick, try to play me for a dummy. A nigga cross me once, won't do it twice over some money. I drop a tape like I drop a bag on a nigga. Once a minute most, ain't no taming me, nigga. Got a lot of pain, I make you feel it, nigga. Got a lot of pain, you wanna feel this, nigga. I drop a tape like I drop a bag on a nigga. Once a minute most, ain't no taming me, nigga. Got a lot of pain, I make you feel it, nigga. Got a lot of pain, you wanna feel this, nigga.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. That was the real trends. That joint was called Game Time. So how was that, 646? That was all right?
Yes, love it.
All right. Quick question before you go. How do you think that you would manage if the lights went out and you had to survive? How do you think you would do? You think you'd be all right or you think you would be a mess?
I think
you'd be in trouble.
No, I think I'll be all right.
You think you'd be all right now? There ain't no supermarket. Supermarket's closed. All right, you can't get no food. And you know how crazy people was acting a couple of months ago when they couldn't get no toilet paper. So, you know, imagine if they can't get no, you know, can't get no chicken wings. All right, you can't call Grubhub. All right, or none of that. All that's gone. You think you'd be all right?
No, I don't think I would even survive.
I see now. You thought about it for me. Like, damn, I can't call nobody to bring me no food. I can't. All right, so it's a serious thought. So I definitely want to know what people think about it, but we appreciate you calling in and requesting the real trends, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, appreciate you. All right, I got a 202 area code in the building right now. Let me see what they're talking about. 202, you're live on the air.
Peace.
Okay, yeah, my man Priest is in the building. No doubt. What's going on, Priest?
Oh, no, I came in on that question right there. Could you be
okay, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, definitely want to have your thoughts on the matter.
Shit, I walked out to my backyard. I'm getting some kale out of my backyard right now.
Okay, so the priest is ready to go right now. All
right,
supermarket closed.
Yeah.
He got the garden in the backyard. What else you growing back there, priest?
Now I got some peppers back here. I got some strawberries back here.
Okay.
Yeah, kale. Let me see here. I got some onions, some garlic. I don't know. My breath going to be stinky, but I think I'll be all right.
Yeah, I guess maybe so. Your breath might be stinking, but your belly be full, right?
Yeah, that's for sure, bro. It's going to be all right, because I take that thing serious with this COVID made it, everything I live serious, bro. Like, oh, are you ready? Are you growing food in your backyard? And people thought it was a joke. And said, now, you know what I'm saying? My neighbors, we competing with tomatoes in the front yard because everybody's front yard got nice sunlight. So we got all these different tomatoes growing all up and down the block. You know what I'm saying? So
see,
we ain't going to be too hungry.
Now, you know, some of that's now. Now, unless you're growing unless you got some beans coming in someplace, then, you know, you need some protein coming from someplace though, right?
That's in the front yard. I was talking about the backyard.
Oh, that's in the front yard. Okay, so what you got growing in the front yard?
All types of beans, garlic, black-eyed peas, you know what I'm saying? Man, believe me, bro, we're going to eat good. That's all we got to do is eat. I have no animals, so I apologize. You know what I'm saying? But we got a few rats around here that don't mind me missing.
Okay.
You get hungry.
See now. Okay.
Yeah. I'm listening, bro.
But now, being that you live in an urban area, you know, I was talking to Ben Buttons before you came on and you know, he lives, you know, kind of out in the country ways. You know what I'm saying? That maybe not, he might not have a neighbor right next door to him like I do, or maybe like you do, right? So. But you live in a more densely populated area, no doubt, and being there in D.C., just like I'm here. You know, in a Queens, New York, you know, I got, you know, a neighbor, you know, 10, 20 feet away from me. You know what I mean? You think that might be a problem by itself because people see you got all that stuff in the yard and all nice vegetables and they over there, you know, starving. It might be a problem.
Well, you see, that's a problem because everybody in my neighborhood already know you're free to eat whatever you see in the front yard. Don't make a mistake and come in the backyard now. Don't make no mistake. Okay. But all the neighbors agree that tomatoes and stuff in the front yard. Yeah, because, you know, people going to take it anyway. So you might as well just go ahead and let it be known, like, the things in the front yard, you're free to eat.
Okay.
So now, when I lived on the 10-acre farm not so long ago, right, our neighbor was, like, you know, a mile away. So without the water, without food growing, you'd be thoroughly effed, bro. Okay. So I personally, I experienced how our ancestors had to live, man. And it ain't no fun that you got to walk 7 miles to the nearest city to get something to drink.
There you go.
From your house.
I mean, it might not. I mean, you know, if you're someplace out in the woods, because the reason why this came to mind, I'm not sure exactly, you know, where you came in at, but I was watching this program, all right? This is like a reality show. Yes, a reality show, but not like, you know, the way folks usually think of reality show. This isn't Love and Basketball or, you know, Basketball Wives or Love and Hip Hop. See, I'm mixing up two different shows. This is not that. All right, this is something else. You know, where they drop these people out on an island and they got to basically fend for themselves for 6 weeks. All right, you're on the island and, you know, and, I mean, you're way out there, somewhere out in the Pacific. Somewhere, you know, way out there in the Pacific on this deserted island. And, you know, you gotta make your camp and make a fire. And, of course, you know, when they drop you off on the worst part of the islands. You got to find, you know, some place to make your camp at and, you know, do all that kind of stuff. Make your fire, right. Make shelter for yourself and all that kind of stuff. And to top it all off, they drop you off during the rainy season. So you're on this deserted island right in the middle of monsoon season, basically. So okay. it's like really no picnic, but it's definitely interesting to watch how, you know, the people try to, you know, try to maintain. And I can tell you this, within a week, you know, some people was ready to go home after about 2 days. They was ready to go. They're like, all right, call the boat. I'm ready to go back. they couldn't take it because that rain started coming down and folks start fussing. And but it's definitely, you know, it definitely gives you a little bit of insight of, you know, what you may have to deal with should that type of a situation occur.
Right. But that would be fair for people like me. For people like me, we're driving that
Okay, go ahead.
I was in the Marine Corps 5 years. Was it 5 years, 3 months, 16 days? Okay. So I actually went to what a thing called SEER school, where it's survival. So now you had to do this for 6 weeks. Okay. Not a week or two.
Okay. Same thing. 6 weeks. Okay.
So now you had to find your food. Now I know what snake tastes like. I mean, you know, you find a way to eat, bro. You ain't going to be like you hungry. That ain't going to work. There's too much stuff to eat out there, especially if it's moving around.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, as long as you're willing to eat it, you know, you're definitely going to have a different type of diet. You know, you're definitely going to find yourself eating things that you never thought that you would be in a position to have to eat. But if it comes down to your survival, then, you know, you're definitely going to have to, you know, like the first law of nature is self-preservation, right? You got to live to see another day. Well, so, you know, you might have to eat that. You might have to eat that bug.
Yeah, but you said diet. It's better to have a good diet than to die from it.
That's it. Die from
it. So you have a good diet or you die from it.
Or to die from a lack of a diet. You don't have no diet at all.
Yeah, so we learn how to eat, bro. We learn survival training the worst way. And they did the same thing. They drop you off in a country that you don't know nothing about, and then you find out what's indigenous to that country. And you learn to eat from that point of view. Yeah, man. So I learned how to eat bugs, all type of stuff, man. I ain't shame. All right.
All right, there you go, Buttons. All right, there you go, Buttons. My man Priest is your man. He come and save you.
Yeah,
he come
well,
and save
Peace.
You, Buttons. You better talk to him.
I think Priest should understand the more important thing, opposed to finding something to eat, is how to defend yourself against, you know, some of the things that might be in this environment that, you know, we're speaking of. Where I'm at currently, like, the major issue is snakes. If you don't know how to, like, see it or identify it, you shouldn't even be around, like, woods or even, like, out by your mailbox. Because a lot of that stuff is, like, covered in brush and surrounded by tall grass and all this other crazy shit. You did?
Right. You know what I'm saying? You don't.
I mean, do you know how to act around a bear? on three separate occasions, from what I was told, there was a bear in my backyard before I moved in. I live on 25,000 acres. I mean, so, like, I'm prepared. I'm not prepared, but the people around me is prepared. The question, you know what I'm saying, for you or whoever might be listening is, like, what are they going to do, you know what I mean, against, you know, some of the things that might attack you, like a deer. Deer will fuck you up. They know how to box.
You know? You talking about deers or the kangaroos? I've seen the kangaroo box before.
Nah, but they throw legs. A deer will stand up on its hind legs and start throwing jabs. And it's strong and quick.
Well, check that out. You got deers from the hood. The deer got hands. The deer got hands.
I haven't seen one. I don't know. But, I hear them things is not to be joked around with, from what I was told.
Okay, well, I guess you can't say hands. You got to say who's. They got holes, they'll jap your ass up, and you'll be like, oh, shit,
she's got muscle, something serious.
Yeah,
I know
baby,
a lot of these places, they ain't got no bobcat. You ever seen a bobcat? I mean, they got bobcats out in these fucking, you know, highly dense woods and shit like that.
Okay,
I mean, they also
got
black widows
out there,
yeah, some really, really weird shit, I'll tell you that.
Wow, okay.
I mean, if shit goes happen like right now, I mean, who's going to survive the heat wave, the uncontrollable heat
man,
wave
listen.
That's been going on this summer?
Man, listen, it sounds like you live someplace where I wouldn't set foot outside my house without my gun on my side. You talking about bobcats, bears, and deers that know how to box and shit? What the fuck kind of place is this, button? It sounds like, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I want to live there. Sounds crazy over there. Boxing
yeah,
gym.
But if you remember, the
now,
question is, like, you know, would you survive in the woods if you had to? You know what I'm saying?
Man,
it ain't about where you live at.
Woods, man. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no plumbing, ain't no toilets. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no place for you to, you know, wash your ass at. Can't do, you know what I'm saying? It's, yeah, I'm talking about roughing it. You know what I mean? Now, I remember,
like, you
got to
take
the
shit. What are you going to use to wipe yourself with? I mean, because I done heard all kinds of motherfuckers using sticks and shit. Like, that shit just sounds crazy.
If you ain't got no paper or something, you better get a bunch of leaves or something. I don't know about no sticks.
You better get some leaves.
Some poison ivy or some shit. You have some poison oak caught up in your asshole, and you be all fucked up.
Yeah,
I mean, I know what poison sumac is, but I never actually seen poison sumac.
Okay.
I would be able to.
I appreciate what you say.
I find it all funny, bro, because remember, like I said, I had survival training, so it's different for me. I know where I'm going to sit at. I know where I'm going to wash my ass at. I basically got the layout of the land, okay? Snakes, we know how to keep them away, because if they don't stay away, they get eaten. You know what I'm saying? Plain and simple. And that's how we lived out there. You know what I'm saying? So you learn to hunt, man. You learn how to hunt. You learn how to take sticks and make spears out of it. You learn how to take twine and make rope out of it. So, and yes, deer will fuck you up. So you think you go catch a deer without really hurting it, it ain't going to happen, bro. Okay. Deer will put a hurting on you.
All right, there it is, straight like that. Look like I got Mr. Roy. Look like he moseyed into the building right now. Now, I know, you know, he be talking about those big iguanas that he got in the yard. I don't know. You might have to cook up one of those iguanas one day, Mr. Roy. What you think about, you know, some iguana stew? What you think about that, Mr. Roy?
I'm a vegetarian.
What happened?
That's his way out.
That's the case.
What happened?
I'll be a vegetarian if that's the case.
Are you be a vegetarian? You ain't eating no iguana, that's it? You ain't eating no iguana? You ain't like them old school down south people? Be in the backwoods catching raccoons and possums? You ain't with it?
No way. And well, the show that you're watching is that show, but I've been watching Naked and Afraid for a couple of years. And
okay.
They dropped your behind in the tropics, in the jungle, in the desert, and then worst of all, you ain't got no clothes. So it's like you're going to have to find a round wig on the feet to cover up your genitals. Then you got to think about what you're going to eat. and you're going to make whatever survival. And but it all depends on your experience and knowledge,
right.
level of knowledge,
right.
like the way Priest was saying, like some education. Like I watched a couple of people that got dropped in the tropics, but one of them was a naturalist, and she knew exactly what berries to eat and how much calories it gave them, and this and that. And I was like, wow, it was very interesting. And you know, I watched them catch bugs, and like you said, what bugs that you could eat that would give you protein, and what you could eat that wasn't like I'm like Castaway. I'm looking for the coconut and the banana, and I'll eat that for the rest of my life. But otherwise than that, I'll be looking like, oh man, you're gonna die from hunger, because I'm not catching a rat and skinning them and taking the. I know it sounds funny to say that, because I'm not faced with it, and you never know what happened when you're faced with the situation and the circumstance. But just being spoiled to the world the way we are now, and like uh-huh. I told my kids, you never eat, none of us on the phone, none of us really had the experience of the word hunger. Y'all want something to eat. Y'all feel like y'all need to eat. But hunger, we ain't never experienced that, you know, where you never ate nothing for more than 2 weeks. And, you know, unless you was caught up in the war and caught up in some going to Iraq and got captured, and, you know, depends on the circumstance. But not I, said the kid. Not me, bro.
Not you, bro.
I'm
not you.
I'm tapping out, and send me back home.
No, Mr. Ross said, I'm not here. I don't even play like that. But like, I don't even play like that. We're not doing
Hell
nothing
no.
that even close. Yeah, we're not even doing nothing that even closely resembles that. But you know, it's not. It wouldn't be something that you're doing by choice. It would be by necessity. It would be by situation and circumstance. That you know, like the grid goes down, and the next thing you know, people start panicking, and next thing you know, there's a run on the banks. People are trying to take out all their money. People bum rushing the supermarket. People bum rushing Home Depot. They bum rushing Lowe's and Costco's and BJ's, and you know, you try to get there, and the shelves is empty, and you know, the first thing to go is going to be the toilet paper.
Well, I mean, you know, that's a little different than what you said. Because if that's
but that's what the scenario basically is. I mean, in that case, you're in an urban environment, but it's going to affect the whole country regardless. So whether you live in New York or whether you live in the woods of Georgia, ain't no electricity for nobody. The supermarkets are closed for everybody. You understand? So, you know, it's that type of a situation. You don't have the conveniences. You don't have the amenities. You don't have the comforts that you're used to. You know, there's no running water. You can't open up your refrigerator. Everything in the refrigerator is spoiled because, you know, there ain't been no electricity for the last week. So, you know, you're going to have to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that squirrel that you talk to every morning might be on the plate.
You see, but listen to what you said now, Cynthia. Now you got to really, really take in what you just said. It's you're really giving two scenarios, because if it's getting to the point where you're going home and everything is not going to be there in a matter of time, then you're going to try to figure out what you can figure out while you're in your setting. But if you're on, like, put on an island and put somewhere else, that's different. You know, that is different. But if you're telling me that I went to the Home Depot and everything is shut down, and well, guess what? I'm smart enough to know how to take what I got in my house and make it work for myself. Now when I'm in the street and you got me somewhere, hell no. You're right. I ain't got no way of knowing what the hell to do with nothing. But if I know that they shut off, and I don't know when the next time electricity's coming back. I already had candles in the house. I already had matches and stuff I light incense with, so I'm burning candles, and then I'm going to make whatever lasts until there's no more. That's different. But when you stick me on an island like that, short notice, no nothing, no going to the store and nothing shut down and got to make it happen on my own, that's different. It is. It's crazy. And then your mindset is going to send you to another level because you're going to be panicking and you're going to be on the whole, like, whatever I got to do to make it is whatever I got to do.
I mean, I definitely understand, like, the environmental difference, but I think you'd be surprised, you know, just how quick in an urban environment, even people in their own homes, I think you may be better off in certain kind of ways, you know, off away from, you know, the majority of people and not having, you know, necessarily, you know, too many people around because people are going to get desperate real quick. But we have our guest on, but we're definitely going to be talking about this some more, Mr. Roy. We have our guest in the building. Today's scheduled guest, Jay Nibbs, is in the building right now. I've been expecting him. So let me get him connected and bring him on the airways here on Dirty Basement Radio. Jay Nibbs, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm feeling great. Feeling excellent, man. How y'all doing?
All right. Hey, everything is real good. Everything is real good. Definitely. Got my co-host, Mr. Roy, also in the building. So, you know, let's get straight into it. You know, we could come back to this topic with you and, you know, see what your thoughts are about it a little bit. But, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, introduce yourself a little bit.
Now, yeah, definitely. Like you said, my name is Jay Nibb. I'm a hip-hop artist. Right now, actually gearing up, we actually start tour tonight. So I actually just got done doing sound checking everything over here in Atlanta and jumping on definitely to get it in with y'all on the interview, man. I appreciate y'all for having me. Now, I'm from Ohio. And I moved down to Atlanta, Georgia about 2 years ago and really been down here, you know, chasing God, chasing, doing everything we need to be doing. And a lot of great things is popping off and happening right now, man. And just released this new single, All God, and it's doing really, really well. So I'm excited about it currently.
All right, great, great, no doubt. Well, I checked out the single. Definitely a real good song. Got a real good feeling, vibe, and flow. And we're definitely going to be checking that out a little bit later on in the show, you know, while you're on the airways with us. But why don't you tell us about, you know, some of the beginnings of your career and how you actually got into the, you know, the music. What was the foundation of your, you know, of your career?
Definitely, man. So, yeah, all the way back, actually, what got me into music was, you know, little brother wanted to be like big brother, man. So my brother gave me like an old stack of CDs that he didn't want no more, right? And I remember the first one of me getting and me playing was the Ludacris joint called Word of Mouth. And I remember, man, I started that CD, and as soon as I started to hear it, I was like, yo! Like, I was captivated, man, by his flow and by his lyrics, the metaphors, man, and just overall his style. It was super, super dope to me. And then my brother, he actually ended up writing a rap song when we was kids, to Rick Ross's track, Hustlin'. And, man, I thought it was, like, the greatest thing in the world, you know what I mean? Like, my big brother, I was like,
okay.
Oh, shoot. I was like, he the greatest rapper ever. but
right.
And then I was wanting to be like, you know, big brother, man. So I went and I took a little karaoke machine I had, and I did a remix to them Franchise Boys, or no, Boys in the Hood, them Franchise Boys, to the song White Tee. That was the first track I really did, and then after that it was just years I was just writing and writing, you know, and people didn't know, and then the opportunity opened itself to actually like record a song and stuff, and man, I just fell in love with it, man, and been on it ever since, man. Now I've been blessed to get at the point now where, you know, after, you know, COVID is, you know, up in the air now, we're able to travel and stuff now, so, you know, we'd be touring around and going all over the U.S. and stuff, and we're supposed to. As long as, you know, everything permits, we'll be going overseas for the first time this year. So I'm ready to get some stamps on my passport. But that's
okay.
The thing.
Nice, nice, real nice. Well, now tell us a little bit about the tour. You know, how did that get put together? Who are some of the artists that are on the tour? And, you know, what are some of the cities you're going to be stopping in?
Definitely. So yeah, the tour, they reached out and they wanted to add me on to it. It's called the Wave It Tour. And then tonight, we over here in Atlanta, a little bit east of in a city called Moro, but right in the Atlanta area. And then next weekend, we're going to be in Tampa, Florida. Then we go to Vicksburg, Mississippi. And then we're hitting up Birmingham, Alabama. And then I got another tour after that. that's coming up with In-Grooves with Universal from my distribution. And then we got a lot of different areas we're coming after that. So everybody can just go to, my website, jnib.com, and keep up with it all. But yeah, how we ended up getting on that, man, is just my manager was working with some people, and he was already telling them, like, yo, like, you need to put J-Nib on the tour, man. I'm telling you, he got a really good show energy and all that, and he's going to bring something special to it. And then so they checked out the music and everything, and they hit me up. And it's Canton Jones is also on the tour. Daniel Musgrove from the Bahamas, he's actually on the tour. And then we got a actual radio personality, and she's an artist too, Brigham Miles, and another artist named Miss Day. And there's like 12 people total on the tour. So, you know, it's really dope. It's going to be a good dynamic and real in-depth. There's going to be a lot of different styles. Got people from all around the U.S. and stuff that's joined up and being a part of it.
Okay, fantastic. Now, why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, what the grind for an independent artist is like, you know, to get to this point? Because you said that they reached out to you and wanted to add you to the tour. So in order for, you know, something like that to happen, you have to have a very high degree of visibility. You know, you got to be grinding, you got to be hustling, you know, and you have to have, you know, they got to be able to see that, you know, you have a, you know, plus you said, you know, you have a like little inside plug, but, you know, they have to be able to see that you would be a good fit. So talk a little bit about, you know, just like what the grind of an independent artist is and how you get to the level that you've attained so far.
Man, honestly, it's a lot. You know, you can't go into, first of all, you know what I'm saying? Like, make sure it's what you called to do. You know, a lot of people just make music because they make music and they want to get money. You know, if you making music to make money, good luck. But if you making music, you know what I'm saying, you got a purpose and, like, you know, you really dope and you really want to do something, you got a message, like, that's really what's going to help you out. Because a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, that are just in it for money, you'll find that a lot of those artists sound the same. So, you know, you got to have something about yourself that stands out. You got to have something about yourself that stands out, you know. But and the best thing about it is, like, when you look into to have something that stands out, all you got to do is be authentically you. Because I tell people all the time, you know, like, each and every individual is one of one. There ain't nobody else in this world that can do and produce exactly what you do just like you, because literally God has given you a purpose. And nobody can give the world exactly the way you can give what only you can give. So it's like, if you really want to stand out, you know, just really focus on you, find out who you are, and really put that into the music. And then it takes a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to invest in yourself, you know, go and get some good sounding music, continue to really work on, you know, a message and what you're really saying, because there's a lot of different people that pay attention to a lot of different things. Some people only listen to the beat. Some people really listen and focus on the bars and the lyrics, but then you'll have those other people, the people that you need to actually have hear you, that can give you opportunities. They listen to everything. So, you know, you got to really be professional. You got to come correct. You know, if you get put on a show, you know what I'm saying, don't show up, you know, right at, you know, the time when you're about to go on. Show these people that you're serious. You know, show up early. I can't tell you how many events before I ever got a dollar for anything, I showed up early. And I remember the promoters and all of them that I would meet there, they would be shocked and they would respect it so much, and they'll reach out to you more and want to work with you because they see you hungry. They see you serious. And then when you get up there and you really got a talent, oh, yeah, they definitely want to be all about you then. So it's like, don't focus on the money right away. Continue to focus on getting your music out there, growing a little following, doing all the different shows and venues all in your own city. Don't worry too much about, you know, getting booked on a, you know, a nationwide tour or anything like that, because I did a lot of shows at the same venues over and over again, but kept coming back with new music until I continued to have people talk. And then people would book me on the other side of the city. And then I'd go and get asked to come, you know, to cities away. And then I'd go from Dayton, Ohio to Cleveland, Ohio. And then after that, then soon I started getting booked outside the state. But, you know, you got to be consistent, you got to be dedicated, and you got to be determined, and you got to continue to keep putting out work. But don't just put out quantity, really put out quality as well. That would be my biggest thing right there to share.
Okay. That was definitely a lot of words of wisdom right there, a lot of real good, solid advice, you know, especially, you know, being consistent with it is very important, because, you know, a lot of times people – people are watching that you don't realize are watching. And a lot of times they're watching just to see if you're going to stay with it, you know, if you're going to be consistent
right.
with it, or if you're going to grow with it. You know, they want to see, you know, your continuation, your growth, and your, you know, your dedication to, you know, your craft. And, you know, because I've had that experience plenty of times where people have, you know, people I didn't know, you know, popped up. I say, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I end up in the comments. Yeah, you know, I've been checking you out for, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so. So you never really know, you know, who's tuned in and who's, you know, who, you know, some of your biggest fans, you know, may be. All right. We're on Airways right now, having a real good conversation with independent artist Jay Nibbs. Has a real hot song we're going to be debuting here in just a little while. All right. Telephone lines are open if you want to holler at him. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Please press that number one button so we know that you definitely have something that you want to say. Now, I got my co-host in the building right now also, so I'm going to bring him into the conversation. Mr. Roy. Yep, you good?
Sure. Oh, all right, what's going on, bro? How you feeling?
Man, I'm excellent, man, over here in this Atlanta heat, dog, and it ain't no joke. How you feeling?
Oh, yeah, I know what it's like. It's hot over here in Miami, too, boy. It's going down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So whenever you do come up in this neck of the woods, man, holler at me. Let me know where you at so I can check you out, man. I love your enthusiasm. I like the way you sound. It sounds like you are you mean business, and you additional to meaning business, it shows that you like what you're doing. So a lot of people do things, but it don't always mean that they like it. They do it for different. They might have a different agenda. And hey, I'm doing it because I can get the girls. Oh, hey, I'm doing it because I can get the money. Or hey, I'm doing it because I can get the notoriety and become famous and be able to walk around the world and people recognize me. But then there's people like, I do it because I love to do it, and it makes me happy.
Right.
So, you know, it's understandable. It's definitely understandable, you know. And I heard you say that Ludacris got you opened up in the beginning of your career. But before Ludacris, who would you listen to? Who was your go-to? Like, who, after you discovered and you said to yourself, I like the way he plays with words, who else did you start researching? Who else did you start looking into?
Yeah, man, definitely. So, like I said, Ludacris was really the one that got me in. And then as I kept listening, Twista was really, really hot at the time. And Twista was always definitely another one of my favorites. And that was definitely an influence of mine as well. And it was cool because, like, you know, I always really enjoyed Twista's sound, you know, as he rapped fast and stuff, because his was so clear. And even though it was fast, you could still make out what he was saying. And then a lot of my music, you know, it was definitely a flow was inspired through him as well. And then actually people used to call me every now and then, like the, you know, the new upcoming Twista and stuff. But I was like, you know, it was a compliment. But, you know, I always want to be just, you know, who I am. And but, yeah, it was definitely Twista was an influence. And then later on, I really got in contact and really started rocking with Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne is really, really great. As the artist, I've always been a fan of actually like the old school artists. You know what I'm saying? So like, I really love Rakim. I really like Run DMC. A guy named T-Bone out in Cali. I would say those are the main ones that come to my mind at first for like the hip hop side. Then of course, you know, you always got the, when it comes down to like really focusing on lyrics and stuff, like Eminem, and all those different artists, you know, they always come to the table with great lyrics, metaphors, and they always have a delivery that is always uncanny. Like, they always have a great, great flow that keeps you captivated. So those would be the top ones that I was always rocking with.
Yeah, it sounds very familiar in some of the things that you're saying. I do like that. You know, everybody has their eyes on the stars, and it's like, you know what? If I ever get that opportunity, boy, I would love to do a song with who?
Oh, man. Who I liked, like, of all time or just ones who are alive today?
The one of all time, like, that's your bucket list, your like, after that, I could die. You know, like you know, people say,
man,
okay.
That. Okay, so, I mean, I think, you know, we definitely come from two different worlds, but I really feel like we both have always been able to captivate people with just being real. So the one that's been passed away, I think it'd be really, really dope to do something with Pac, because it'd really be a dynamic song, because we come from two different worlds, but we have similarities that could reach a lot of different people. So I think Pac will be one. Obviously, definitely Ludacris, Eminem, and Twista. But Twista's already actually in the works, so that one's on the way. but yeah, and then I'd say after that, definitely I'd love to do something with the creativity of Busta Rhymes and Missy Elliott.
Nice. Because,
oh, yeah.
You know, that puts me in the mind of, you know, lyricism and then entertainment and then the mixture of having both. You know, some people are meant to be lyricists, some people are meant to entertain, and some do both. So, you know, keep up that great mindset, because that takes you to another level. So, you know, definitely appreciate you giving me your time. I'm listening out for you and want to hear what you got, especially if you say you got some Twister flow. I'm listening, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening. So I'll pass you back to you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, man. I appreciate you. Good talking with you.
No doubt.
All right, no doubt. Dirty Basement Radio. All right, big salute, Mr. Roy. Appreciate that. All right, we got an artist, Jay Nibs, in the building, hanging out with us right now in the Dirty Basement, having a real good interview, real good conversation. Going to jump back to the telephone lines. I have the host of both the Monday and the Friday show here on Dirty Basement Radio. He's in the building with us, hanging out. So let me get him connected. Priest, you want to say a couple of words to our guest?
Well, man, I say peace to the family, man. How you doing, fam?
Actually, man, I'm feeling great, man. How about you?
Man, I feel 100% because I hear all your positivity out there, and I'm like, you know what? I got to get you on either the Monday show, the Listening Room Philly, or the Listening Room DC on Friday right here on Dirty Basement, man, because the people need to hear that positivity, bro. They need to know that work that you got to put in and how to stand tall in this hour. And since COVID gets out, you'll be in the forefront of leading these tours, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it. Yeah, man, I'm ready, man. I'll say, let me know, man. I'm ready to, you know, join you on whichever show, man. Really get it out there, man. Yeah, I enjoy, you know, spreading the positivity and motivating the people, man. You know what I mean? So I'm with it.
Yeah, bro, we're going to have to get back to that little room we call the Dirty Works room. We do dirty work and we put these things together and get these artists to work, man, because you need to push more positivity, you know, more positive brothers out here and positive words down. So with the thing you were saying, I'm like, we're going to listen to your tune in a few minutes, and I'm going to see where it goes on the Monday show, and I'm going to call you back. Like, bro, spend 5 minutes with a brother and let my listeners hear what you got. You know what I'm saying? And
definitely,
on top of that,
I appreciate the love.
And on top of that, I want some of that music that you ain't gave nobody else anyway. That's why it's called the listening room. You know what I'm saying? I want to get him some of that, and then have you talk to him at the same time. And you know, my show is more like some love thing. You know, get the numbers up and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, but I always want your secret music all the time, bro. So
you let me
know when we can do that, bro. We on it 100.
Definitely, man. Appreciate you.
All right, Priest. Definitely appreciate that. All right, I got my dude Ben Buttons hanging out with us also. Let me see if I can get him connected if he want to holler at you real quick. Buttons, you with me?
What up with you?
Hey, man. Right. I like the energy as soon as you're coming in. Okay.
Yes, sir. You know what it is right here. You talking to me,
right,
man. You got a lot of energy going on, man. I get excited with it. Don't
hey,
put me on the go with no man. It'd be a wrap.
Hey, I love when people match the energy. You know what I'm saying? It's always a fun time.
I didn't really catch too much of what you was doing creatively. I mean, because I was in the middle of something. Could you, like, tell me about that again and how to, like, get in contact with you on social media, your preference and all
that?
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, anybody can go to my website. It's just j-nibb.com. You know, everything is on there, my clothing line, the music, all that. And then everything on social media is just at J-N-I-B-B. But, yeah, man, you know, I'm a producer. I'm a songwriter, an artist. I actually got my own business, too, where I help a lot of other musicians with, you know, creating their websites and creating a lot of content and getting their music registered correctly, you know what I mean, so they can actually hit Billboard and actually get paid with their music and get radio spins and, you know, really put them in the game with their music, you know, I do a lot of different creative things across the board, man. So it's definitely a blessing, man. Able to help other artists out, you know, with like radio promo and stuff like that, with some people I'm connected to, and you know what I'm saying, just reaching back, you know what I'm saying, and not keeping it to myself, but you know, working to be a blessing to others. So yeah, definitely like being a creative, man, and really putting that work out there.
All right. Well, there you have it right there. All right. Once again, we got Jay Nibs in the building. All right, for a few more minutes, telephone lines are open if you want to get at us, 563-999-3050. Now, I'm not going to, you know, keep anybody waiting any longer. We're going to get ready to get into this song right now. Now, I definitely got to tell you, you know, I checked out the song, of course, and it's definitely a banger, definitely real catchy. I like the way you flow on the song. You know, the beat is hot, and I think everybody else will definitely agree. Now, do you want to introduce this song before we play it?
No doubt, man. Yeah, this is Jay Nib, and this is my new track right here, streaming everywhere, All God.
In the dash, heavy keys, going. Step outside, look at me, rolling, yeah. We're not real, I'm already knowing, yeah. In the dash, heavy keys, step outside. No hobby, don't ride waves or tsunami. I've been challenged every way, turn me to a heavyweight. Been to Florida to LA, I'm so fly like TSA. Every battle brought me closer, every prayer brought me closure. Yeah, I talk to Jesus often, my depression in a coffin. That blood covers every time, I thought I would lose my mind. I was hurt but didn't tap, kept his promise, that's a fact. All obstacles I outlast, 92 became an outcast. One success, we steadfast, chase God like a route pass.
In the dash, heavy keys, going.
Yes, I walk without sight, but I'm not walking blindly. Your faith requires some action. That's off the top like some tactics. I will not fall for your tactics. I've been refined to the ashes. I don't want to be a goat. Validation is a joke. I'd much rather be a sheep. I got peace when I sleep. I went from total desolation to walking in restoration. I was weak and feeling worried. He gave me all rest and patience. I'm not chasing fame and clout, trying to reach the ones in doubt. The Holy Spirit, I declare that I'm free, remove the fear.
In the dash, heavy keys, going. Step outside, look at me, rolling.
I think
you're not real, I'm already knowing. In the dash, heavy keys, step outside.
Running, gunning, came from nothing. In the dash, heavy key.
no doubt about it. Definitely got one on your hands right there. That's Jay Nibs with All God. Remember what you heard it first right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Definitely a banger. I expect to hear that joint everywhere over the next couple of months. So y'all get ready. Y'all get ready. Mr. Nibs, you got one. You definitely got one.
Hey, I appreciate you, dog. That's what's up, man. I really do, man. That's what's up. I'm excited.
You know, now, no doubt, no doubt. Now, I guess, you know, maybe, you know, the tour might find its way, you know, up north or maybe somewhere around New York City. So, you know, maybe we'll have a chance to, you know, connect on one level or another. But, yeah, definitely looking forward to, you know, some good things happening, you know, with you and you know, that song, man. It's definitely got the energy. It got the feel. You know, it got the sound. You know, the beat is right. You know, the flow is right. You sound real good on the track. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely with it, Mr. Roy. Mr. Roy ain't got nothing to say. You ain't got nothing to say, Mr. Roy. I know you got something to say.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was there vibing to it. You know what I'm saying? It got energy. I like the way he rode the track. You know what I'm saying? It's everybody can't be a jockey on the track. You know, they might ride and then fall off the saddle and got to jump back on. You know what I'm saying? I pride myself on holding on tight when I ride track. So, you know, I love to hear when somebody else rides the track just as well. So definitely salute to you. Another quick question. I heard you throw it out there. So you do your own production.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate everything you just said, definitely. And yeah, I do my own production as well. I actually got to produce that beat for All God.
Okay, so, you know, when I usually talk about people doing production, I usually say, what's the weapon of your choice? Meaning, what's the tools that you use to make your beats?
So right now I got the Oxygen 85. It's the keys and the beat pads built in from M Audio. That's what I use for everything. And then my DAW, I use Logic Pro X.
Okay. And you know what you're saying because you said it the right way. There you go, my man. Kudos, man.
Thumbs up.
I appreciate hearing that you're taking this thing to the really right way of being, you know, knowledgeable about what you're doing. So, man, continued success. Bring everything you got over here, and I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm gonna tell you how I feel. If it ain't cut and dry, you can't ask me why. Ask about me. They'll tell you.
Oh yeah. Definitely, man. You know, that's what I tell a lot of artists, man, and other creatives. Those are the type of people that you need in your corner, like what you just said. You know, I got yes people for days, you know what I mean? But them yes people ain't going to help you make a hot track. But I got my no people, you know what I'm saying? And those are the ones that are real, and they're going to let you know, like, hey, I mean, it's good, but you can do better, you know, that second verse or, you know, hey, part of that first verse or that hook. You know, you need people like that, you know what I mean? Like, we artists. You know, we're going to be sensitive about it, but you got to be able to be open to it because you're not the greatest in the world. You know, the greatest in the world got to have a team. And, you know what I'm saying? We all continue to, you know, be there for each other to make each other better. So, no, I mean, I appreciate it. Definitely, man. Always got to be real with me. Definitely. I appreciate it.
That's good, brother, man. Keep up the good work, man. I like that.
Definitely. Jay Nibs, definitely. Thank you so much for coming through and bringing all that positive energy, you know, the Dirty Basement with you. We definitely appreciate that, along with the hot music. So, you know, definitely don't be a stranger to these airways, man. Feel free to drop in anytime and, you know, keep us updated of whatever your latest goings on are. And, of course, when you get some more music, make sure that you, you know, bless us with that also.
Definitely, man. I got you. I appreciate y'all's platform, man. I appreciate, you know, the opportunity you give to artists such as myself, you know, to continue to get the music out there and reach the new people and, you know, be able to share the positivity, you know what I mean? So I appreciate you and thank you.
All right, no doubt. Now, before you run, man, could you give that social media info one more time?
Definitely, yeah. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anything you can think of, everything is just at JNIBB. And then my website is j-nibb.com. And you'll be able to find my merch, tour dates, everything else we got coming up.
All right, that's what it is. Jay Nibs in the building, thank you so much. And as we let you go, we're going to bring that one back and spin it one more time. This is Jay Nibs featuring 1K Few. All right, this is called All God, right now on Dirty Basement Radio. Thank you, sir. We definitely appreciate your time.
Appreciate the love.
No hobby, don't ride waves or tsunami. I've been challenged every way, turn me to a heavyweight. Been to Florida to LA, I'm so fly like TSA. Every battle brought me closer, every prayer brought me closure. Yeah, I talk to Jesus often, my depression in a coffin. That blood covers every time, I thought I would lose my mind. I was hurt but didn't tap, kept his promise, that's a fact. All obstacles I outlast, 92 became an outcast. One success, be steadfast, chase God like a route pass.
In the dash, baby, keep going, going, going.
Walking in restoration, I was weak and feeling worried. He gave me your rest in patience. I'm not chasing fame and clout, trying to reach the ones in doubt. The Holy Spirit, I declare, set them free, remove the fear.
In the dash, baby, keep going, going.
Yeah, what up? This Brooklyn Zone, Uncle Murder.
Yeah, this is Sticky from Sticky in the Hood.
What's good? This your girl, Beanie.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, C-Rock the Fury here, man.
Yo, what it do, baby? It's your man, Mike.
Hey, yeah, check it out, man. Some more A-Con. You know it's that official conference squad.
Yo, this be the almighty fourth disciple and the place to be.
What's up, y'all? It's your homegirl, Sunshine Anderson.
This is Late, the international rhyme spitter, representing Wu-Tang Recordings, England.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your man, Guru, the icon. I'm chillin' with my partner, super producer Solar, representing 7 Grand Records and all that.
Yo, this is MC Light, the one and only reppin' real hip-hop with DJ Sincere in the Dirty Basement Studio.
Check speaker.
Mama did the best she could, though. I took it in, but I was raised by the hood, bro. Not the environment where I could grow.
The guns and knives I learned to use,
yeah.
If you come outside, you catch the blues, yo. Run up on him, beat a nigga with his cool gold. I'm off the porch, nigga. Your favorite rapper pull his sleeve over the Hublot. If you tough, then fuck it, I give you kudos. Come around here with your shit, hit you with Uno. One punch, knock his ass out, he brings Bruno. Diablo, this nigga pussy, it's staying cool. Said he had a couple of cribs, we ran through those. Shot his pit bull in the neck, it was a Bruno. Probably was about to get birth, fucking who knows. Being off the porch with your shit, I wasn't too low. If it's static, I'm on your ass, wherever you go. No homo, I hate cowboys, nigga, no homo. We ain't squat the issue, won't miss you, I'm coming dolo. Still mad, I can't see P or the homie solo.
I've been quiet too long, bitch. Y'all niggas is moist.
Super moist.
Next time I turn around, y'all talk. Aww. Your story. Nigga, you fruity,
yeah. A lot of your favorite rappers, baby wipes. You think they nice, but they face leaking bad from a razor slice. Run your mouth and pay the price, I ain't gonna say it twice. No cap, I ain't gonna say it nice. Y'all on the porch, these streets, that ain't the way your life. A man got released for a murder, he fucked and made his wife. True shit, your loose lips, look at you made nice. I'm getting lit in the whip, bumping my A you like. You see, I'm in tips, probably a pair of nights. I make the haters want to stand fight. I'm off the porch in the snow, so they gonna be alright. All they going here is a boom, and they gonna see the light. Who the fuck is wrong with me tonight?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you have all been waiting for. The final moment when we shall know whether our experiment has been a success.
Before I make change from the city where it rains and the drought thing. Can't do it by yourself, take a look at James. A whole lot of money came with hella pain. Before all the Jaguars I balled early. See me right now, saw your boy dirty. Clean, a last dime like Master P. So the opposite of Pepsi on this Union Street. Buzz banging off easy beats. The other half of Blackberry Legacy. Brush your hair if you want waves. Never piss against the wind, it's an old thing. I ride around town with my roof back. Laughing at your car, you got a roof rack. All at the light, who you think they see? Best 550 all white be me. Call me cocaine without the soda. I sip XO what the waitress told her. Blowing on Gary Payton. Got the cleanest Camaro on 30 acres. Got my bitch mad at my bitch. Got a pocket full of money, came from my gift. And my gifts came from my spit. And my spit came from the grit.
Out of MCs going dumb.
Three levels of gang, let it show you how it's done. 206, that's where we from.
If you want some, come and get some.
Come on.
Four superstar of MCs going dumb.
Three levels of gang, let it show you how it's done. 206, that's where we from.
Max Love, you the one, come get some.
I spit that dopeness, your career been hopeless. And you brokeless, bitter, and you hopeless. You show weakness, boy, you can't defeat this. I've been papered up, figured it's that realness. This verbal deepness, competitors leave them speechless. I manifest to the season of the sickness. I lay you down on top of the path so you can witness. I break them off with the gypsiness. Post water, popping this ism like 40 water. Steam, show action, just like a plotter. The mighty hotter exploded to a time bomb. You rather ball dash, you rather idolize. Don't make me mad, nigga, you rather socialize. Man, I terrorize. When I grab the moon, star works off, and I touch the sun. 2 6 2 1, we show you how it's done.
Hey, yo, fall down, MC's going dumb.
Three levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
206 is where we from.
Yeah. If you really want some, come get some.
Hey, yo, fall down, MC's going dumb.
Three levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
206 is where we from.
If we walk, come and get some.
The K
countdown ain't necessary. A whole lot of black on one track, but it ain't February. Green skills, yo, my DNA is legendary. A franchise player, the funk is a Reddit. Lyrically, I'm a menace. I serve a nigga like tennis, putting rappers and producers out of business.
Can I get a
witness? And in high fashion, my track record is flawless. They can't compete with the beats, so jealous niggas press charges. There's only one fizzle, and never be another after me. Anybody caught fighting my shit is considered blasphemy. You niggas can't see me or see the bigger picture. I dare you to try to battle, you better bring a dick digger. Cause you gon' have to lay in it after I finish saying this. Y'all fail to recognize I ain't the nigga to be playing with. This hip-hop music, I got to do it. I'm the illest nigga alive, now watch me do it.
Hey,
four supersonic MCs going dumb.
Yeah. 3 levels of game, let us show you how we do it.
206, that's where we from.
You want some, come and get some.
Let's go.
Four supersonic MCs going dumb.
You got 3 levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
206, that's where we from.
Let me get some.
Hip-hop, nigga, don't stop.
Got your attention.
Flinch, boy, you might get popped.
Not my intention.
Reflex, tap that jaw, no extension. Bang on me, but a nigga want peace. Black on black crime, nigga must cease.
I welcome y'all to the belly of the beast. You'll get Starbucks, leave your coffee ground in these streets. Nigga,
two flaps, I love this old school track.
Fall back, I make beats, of course I can rap. Rap circles run most of your cats. Know you from here, nigga, smell like a rat. I flip mode. Bars, I'm busting your cap. Nigga, 4 street stars been paid off that. $1 million niggas surviving this pandemic. Give me everything you owe and the protests never
won. Supersonic MCs going dumb.
3 levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
206 is where we from.
You want some, come and get some.
Yo, 4 supersonic MCs going dumb.
3 levels of game, let us show you how it's done.
206 is where we from.
You want some, come and get some.
When I take, Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere, Mr. Raw in the building. All right, big shout out to everybody showing love today. We definitely appreciate the support. All right, big shout out to our guest, Jay Nibbs for coming through. All right, dropping off some real good music, had a real good interview with him. Definitely, you know, had a real good conversation with the gentleman, Mr. Raw. All right, definitely dropped off a banger. All right, now I do have a couple of joints that I want to, you know, give a quick spin to today that we can run through real quick, you know what I'm saying, give a quick analysis of, and yeah, we can do that.
I'm ready when you're ready.
All right, well, there it is.
Welcome one and all to the Dirty Basement rendition of the Go or No, where we give opportunities to indie artists or mainstream artists to send their music in at DRTYBSMNT MP3, please MP3 only, and send it in, no filter, no censorship. Any genre is appreciated and welcomed. Send your music in and then do yourself your favor and support. Anyone can call and be a judge at 563-999-3050. Participate. Help out. and let us judge this music. Please have some thick skin, because everybody will not love your music. And we do not, I repeat, we do not listen to this stuff ahead of time. We don't set it up so that it's a gag reel because you heard some trash and you're going to say, man, you must have heard that ahead of time. No, we listen to it the same time you do. So we appreciate that you know that we will judge it the same time you will. Anybody can play. Anybody can join. Anybody can submit. Now on with the show.
All right. Now, straight like that. Now, of course, you know, if you do hear something that sounds crazy, it's not my fault. It's not Mr. Ross' fault. All right, please don't kill the host. Please don't kill the DJ. All right, it's not our fault. All right, now, unfortunately, Priest and Buttons had to run. So it's up to me and you today, Mr. Raw. And it's a good thing that you're here. Because, you know, when I'm by myself, things can get kind of ugly. They can get kind of ugly. All right. But now we have a song that we're going to get to in a couple of minutes by The Real Trends. All right. It's the third week in a row. Mr. Raw sending in some music. All right. He reminds us of another artist. He's reminding us of another artist from a couple years back. All right. My dude, I can never pronounce this dude's name to save my life. But
Maliki.
Okay. Let me start. Say it again, Mr. Raw.
Maliki.
All right. He's reminding me of Maliki, that particular artist, who also, you know, submitted a number of times, you know, before, you know, he caught his stride and, started really, you know, putting out some real solid music, you know. And I think what I'm going to do on this occasion, Mr. Raw, since we brought him up, before we get into the go and no, let's play this song for Maliki. All right, this was basically his real breakthrough joint here. You know what I'm saying? He had another joint, I think, before this one that finally made the cut after three or four or five tries. How many was it, Mr. Raw? It was a lot.
It was going closer to five.
Five. Okay. After about five tries, he finally started to get it together. And this is one of the songs that came after he started to get it together. All right. This is IDGAF. Big shout out to him.
Hey. 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 Hey.
Ocean.
It's Mella. Key. It's Mella, Key. I'm faded, smoking on the loud, nothing basic. I'm trying not to get super wasted. I know people out there hate it, but I don't give a fuck. Said I don't give a fuck. Said I don't give a fuck. Said I don't give a fuck.
Fuck the 9 to 5, riding in the back,
don't give a fuck, this that chest piece. I'm faded, smoking on the loud, nothing basic. I'm trying not to get super wasted. I know people out there hate it, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, definitely a banger right there. That was Milicky, IDGAF. One of the former submissions here on Dirty Basement Radio for the Go and No. Now that I got that done, Mr. Roar, all right, let's get to this week's edition now that we're finished with the throwback real quick. All right, the throwback track of the Go and No. All right, first song up on deck, all right, artist goes by the name, I think you pronounce it Slim. He spells it S-L-J-M, all right, instead of I-M, but I guess he pronounced it Slim. All right, this is called Fighting Demons. All right, let's see what this is talking about. Go and know.
Yo, demons pick a fight since I ain't started, but I'm a window. I'm fighting all these demons, any demons fighting me. I'm on the hospital bed and I can't even sleep. My life is on the line and I don't wanna die. Yeah, my life is on the line and I'm not gonna die. I'm fighting all these demons, any demons fighting me. I'm fighting all these demons, any demons fighting me. I'm fighting all these demons, any demons fighting me. But I'ma make it out this hell and live to eternity. I'm fighting on this castle, left swing and it died. It came back full force and swung back with a right kick. I swiftly weave and I hit with a jab. I ain't trying to fight fair, but I knife and trying to stab. I'm ducking and dodging like a street fighter. I put my hands together and gave it a blast of fire. I told that cat he don't want a problem. I'ma pull up with my guy. He ain't believe me at first, but he believing in me now. I'm fighting all these demons, any demons fighting me. I'm on the hospital bed and I can't even sleep. My life is on the line and I don't wanna die. Yeah, my life is on the line and I'm not gonna die. I'm fighting all these demons, any demons fighting me. I'm fighting all these demons, any demons fighting me. I'm fighting all these demons, any demons fighting me. But I'ma make it out this hell and live to eternity. I'm fighting homelessness and I kicked it in the face. He ain't like that, he tryna come back for his rematch. But he ain't tryna fight fair, and I can see that. Brought a gun to the fight, I brought a sword. But I got Almighty with me, not the Lord. Slicing through his bullets, powers to the fullest. So I charge at him, punch him in the nose. Land a couple blows, he ain't know what to do, so he froze. I'm fighting all these demons, any demons fighting me. I'm on the hospital bed.
Alright, that's Slim. Alright, and we see he's fighting some serious demons, Mr. Roy's on the hospital bed. They're coming to get him. You know, some serious things going on. Now, I think the song would have been more effective if he would have set it over a different beat that wasn't so fast. You know, I would have liked to really, you know, sound like he was trying to tell a bit of a story with it, you know, in short verses. But, yeah, I think it would have been more effective if, it was a little, if he was rhyming over a bit of a slower beat.
Yeah, because he would have gotten to squeeze in a lot more wordplay. But the concept of the hook intrigued me to listen because I wanted to hear what he was going to come up with. And it was starting to paint a picture to me, so I was listening for his verbal visuals. So, you know, I agree with you saying that, but I did like that concept, you know, and it was way past the basic. It wasn't, I'm out there trapping in the skirt and the girl and the, you know, it was like, you know, something relatable to everybody because everybody can say, I'm fighting these demons and these demons are fighting me, you know. So I kind of liked it.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said that it would have been more effective. You know, I think the song would have been more effective.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And you know, if you'd have put some live drums on it,
that would have definitely took it over the top.
Woo! That's my man. I don't care what nobody says.
Big shout out to Priest. All right, well, that's what it is. All right, but that's a pretty decent song. I just think he needs to, like I said, slow it down a bit, and I think it'll be a whole lot better. All right, well, let's get to this latest offering by The Real Trends. He has a song called Uncle Sam. All right, so let's check this joint out. This is his third song in 3 weeks, so let's see what he got to offer this week. The Real Trends and Uncle Sam. going though.
Run that up, Rico.
Stick like a marching band. Over me to my stretch like a rubber band. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ba, ba, eh. Pull up a six like a marching band. I'm making money stretch like a rubber band. Goofy on me, I'ma shake your mom. All my niggas, they love the floss. I'm from the trenches, bitch. Bodies getting dropped in the fucking ditch. Where ain't nobody licks. Just to provide for your family, bitch. Then do it again. Spin the band. I got out of beef. Call me Uncle Sam. Marching band. All my niggas walking down like a marching band. Talk that shit if you bought that shit. Popping shit, you ain't bought that shit. Talking slick that could get you hit. Swipe you getting briefed, you bitch. Spin the band. I got out of beef. Call me Uncle Sam. Marching band, all my niggas walking down like on marching band. Talk that shit if you bought that shit. Popping shit, you ain't bought that shit. Talking slick, that could get you hit. Swipe it, getting bricks, you bitch, we taking shit. Got out of toast, man, they with the shit. They'll take your trees. Every time they come in the city, it's a different bitch. Talk that shit if you bought that shit. Popping shit, you ain't bought that shit. Talking sick, you get you hit. Swipe it, getting bricks, you bitch. Spin the band, I got a beat, call me Uncle Sam. Marching band, all my niggas walking down like on marching band. Band. Talk that shit if you bought that shit. Popping shit, you ain't bought that shit. Talking slick, they could get you hit. Swipe it, get you greasy, bitch.
All right, that was the Real Trends, and that joint was called Uncle Sam. Like I said, that's his third offering to us so far. And I would venture to say that that's the best one I've heard so far. I think he might be starting to listen to us, Mr. Raw. I think he might be starting to listen to us a little bit because, you know, the energy was a little bit better on that one. The clarity was a little bit better on that one. The beat wasn't drowning them out. You know, the production sounds a little bit better, like they're getting a little bit better with their sound a bit. You know, still need a little bit more work, but it's getting better than it's been. The flow in some places comes off. He comes off in a few places, but then in some other places it's a little choppy. I need to smooth out the flow a little bit in a couple of spots. But I would definitely say this is the best one so far.
You said the right word. He, like, sometimes he's trying to squeeze in too many words. He got to realize that he could take out a word and still be just as like two or three words and still get his point across. And, you know, like you said, it was choppy at certain places. So he got to get – he's riding this horse, but he's bouncing up and down off the saddle sometimes, and it looked like he's about to fall. You ever seen the Bronco dudes do that on the bulls? They ride the bulls.
Yeah.
So that's what he's doing. But he needs to be able to clutch that bull the proper way so he can ride that track. I hear it, and it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming.
But yeah, it is. It is.
You know.
And I'm still waiting for him to reach out to me. He didn't reach out to me yet. I don't know if he didn't get the right information, but I do still applaud his attentiveness, and that he keeps coming back. And one thing about that I like, I appreciate that. You know, say like, don't let no one tell you that your love and your passion is wasted. You know, just work on it until you get the acceptance from every corner that you're looking for it from. You know, some corners are not going to give it to you. Some is going to give it to you. So until you get it from everyone, keep trying. So that's definitely, don't stop, bro. You know, don't stop. I would definitely tell them that. Don't stop.
You know, and the other thing that I would add, too, is take your time. You know what I'm saying? Take your time with each song. I mean, unless you're in a race with yourself, there's no rush. So take your time with a song. Go over the lyric again. Think about how maybe you could say the same thing like Mr. Roy is saying, but in a better way, in a more slick way, in a more effective way that'll come off, that'll hit harder. You know what I'm saying? That punch will hit harder when you say it. You know what I'm saying? Because the flow will be right. You know what I'm saying? large part of the effectiveness with that J Nip song is how he flows on it. And, you know, the way he chose to actually, you know, dictate his lyrics, how he, you know, he pop, you know, his lyrics on that particular track is very effective. Now, you give him a different track, and, you know, the flow would be different. He may approach it a little bit differently, but the way he approached that song, it works very well because of that. So, you know, take your time with each song. You know what I'm saying? Don't think that, okay, well, I got to write this one time, and then, you know, that could be – go back to it. You can rewrite on it. You know, you can edit it. And, you know, think, you know what I'm saying?
Do that. It's not absolutely a final cut the time. And take it from being a – I'm a lyricist probably longer than he's been alive. And if it don't feel 100% right, don't force it. Go back and learn that – learn them lyrics by heart so much that you can say it backwards and just go in there and act out your role. You know, this is your time to act your role out and do it your way, bro. You know, be who you are. And I'm telling them, don't stop, man. Don't stop.
All right, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? And when, you know, when you get in that booth, turn off the light, and you have to, you know, let that persona come out. You have to let that character come out when you're in that particular environment. You're going to have to learn how to kind of turn it on and turn it off. All right, just believe me, it's something I had to learn. All right, I had to learn. I couldn't always do this shit.
Me too.
I had to learn how to do it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people will tell you, people who know me, Mr. Raw, tell you, I'm not the same person off the radio. It's a totally different person. All right, but that's another story.
Yeah.
All right, but next song up on deck. Now, I'm not sure if this artist's name is Hine or Shine. All right, I'm not really sure. All right. But before I play this song, yeah, I want to give a big shout out, you know, to the artist that we all know formerly as Shine. He's now a politician, Mr. Raw. I think he's like the prime minister or the president of Belize or some shit like that.
Oh my goodness, Sean Paul. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Sean Paul, the gangster.
Oh my.
You know what I'm saying? The one that shot up the club.
Yeah. Did, and I can't believe he did so much time behind it. 10 years. That's crazy.
Yeah, and then he got and then he got deported. You know what I'm saying?
Then he got dipped,
you know,
couldn't even come back here and shine no more. That was crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But, you know, big shout out to him. He's doing some huge things. You know what I'm saying? I gotta look into that a little bit more, but he's deep into the politics, you know, just like your man from Fugees, you know, wanted to, you know, run in Haiti.
Yeah.
Now he didn't win, but he was definitely involved in the politics. Well, you know, Sean Poe is doing exactly the same thing where he's actually from. So big shout out to him. But now for this song here, all right, not sure the name, either Shine or Hine, but the song is called Folgers. All right, let's check this song out and see if it's good to the last drop. Dirty Basement Radio, going though. No, it doesn't want to play? What's up? There we go.
The best part of waking up is knowing that I'm straight as fuck. My money grow on trees, I get the bag, watch how I rake it up. Keep thumbing through the cash, don't say it, you get paper cut. I just can't make this up. I don't know what you think this is and who and what you trying to play me for. Hey, you know like I know, like you know we know I'm gon' rake it up. Waking up, knowing I'm 100% safe as fuck. That's why I keep stacking in exactly what I'm patient for. I won't cut no slack, that big old bag is what I'm racing for. On curry if I get it, on black period, I'm gon' make a moat. I don't get no breaking flow, what the fuck I'm breaking for? I don't fuck with my ID, could come from county and paper slow. Bitch, I am Lieutenant Shine, bitch, you know I was made to glow. Bitches and these niggas fake the funk, I don't know who hate the most. Fuck them, make them hate the most. Watch how I make this paper grow. Stay down, I can't chase the hoe. Nor will I ever cape a hoe. Replace a hoe quick, I got a workshop, I can make a hoe. Take it slow, 100 shots out the car and I can make a go. Authentic made the call from cup on, they really don't make no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best part of waking up is knowing that I'm straight as fuck.
I get the bag, so I ain't really gotta say too much.
My money grow on trees, I get the bag, watch how I rake it up.
Big bag, grab the broom and dustpan and come and rake it up.
The best part of waking up is knowing that I'm straight as fuck.
Like the man above, then I get to chasing bucks, you dig?
My money grow on trees, I get the bag, watch how I rake it up. Waking up, thank the Lord for my prayers, they gon' make some bucks. I stand a lot of cash.
Alright, that's Shine or Hine, and that joint was called Folgers. Alright, Mr. Roll, what you think about that?
Alright, there's a lot of dissection that I'm going to do, and then we're going to get to that person that wants to chime in also with the 212. Now listen, this man, that's a definite go back to the drawing board. You doubled up, and it wasn't on top of each other perfectly, and then you put effects. You put reverb and you put echo and you put ping pong echo in there when it wasn't that necessary. And then your ad-libs were louder than your main vocals, and it was like a cluster going on, you know, because I understood what you was trying to do with the wordplay and simulations close to coffee and, you know, the best part of waking up, Folgers in your cup. You use your mind and try to put that into a rap, which was cool. Everything is acceptable in rap. But you got it, bro, go listen to your favorite rap song by your favorite rap artist and then play your song. And there's a few things you need to put in comparison. Is the volume loud enough, as loud as your professional song, because it's been mixed really good? Is it doubled up like that with the ad-libs so loud, with the double overs so loud? Is it got effects like that? You want to sound like what you hear out there. So play your song after you played your favorite artist that's getting mixed by the professionals.
Right. Right. Now, first off, Mr. Raw, you need to take that back. You need to take back when you said that anything is acceptable in rap, because that's part of our problem today with a lot of this trash, right? Everything is, people think everything's acceptable, and no, it's not. So you need to take that back. But as far as the song, all right, but as far as the song goes, all right, it's not catchy. All right, if you're going to do something like, if you're going to use like a jingle, like, you know, because, you know, we from back in the days. So cats used to use a lot of jingles and turn them into other stuff. I mean, you know, cats had used, you know, stuff like,
My Buddy.
The Addams Family, right? Used the Addams Family, right? Used Bumblebee Tuna. Remember the Bumblebee Tuna joint, right?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Joints, okay. But cats flipped it. But it was catchy. You know what I'm saying? That shit right there is not catchy. And I don't know what the hell he was talking about. I'm glad you was able to decipher, you know, what some of what he was talking about. I didn't know what he was talking about. One thing I want to say before I go to the 212, though, is that artists got to realize, too, all right, you got to put your best foot forward, all right? And what that means musically is that you have to put out the song that you really feel is a hit, all right? Other songs, yeah, you can put them out, you know what I'm saying, when vinyl used to be prevalent, they had the A side and you had a B side. Some songs belong on the B side or they are album cuts, all right? It's not the song that you should necessarily put out when you're trying to get that attention, you know what I'm saying? All right, now, with that being said, let's go to 212 and see what's good. 212, what's happening?
Hello?
Yep, you're live on the air, 212.
Yep, you're live on the air, 212. I just wanted to let you know. Yeah, it's trends, you know, the real trends. I wanted to let you know that I did DM, you know, Mr. Raw my info, so on Instagram. So I just want to put that out there.
You did?
I check your DM,
yeah.
Mr. Raw.
I'm on Instagram right now. I still don't see it. So let me double check, and if so, that's my bad, but I don't see it, bro.
All right, well, you know, right, we're definitely going to make that connection.
All right, well, I'm going to send it again. His Instagram is M-I-S. Hello?
M-I-S-T-A-A-W. Same thing on Facebook.
All right, you got that?
Yeah, M-I-S-T-A-R-R-A-A-Y?
W-R-A-A-W.
No, no. All right, I think you put two R's. It's M-I-S-T-A-R-A-A-W.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to send him a message again. So he could check it right now.
All right, no doubt. All right, that's the real trends coming through. All right, we definitely appreciate your continued support and your perseverance, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, getting your music together and, you know, being an up-and-coming artist.
Yeah, thank you. And a matter of fact, if you want, you know, this is my personal number, so he could, you know, text me his name so I know it's him and, you know, we could talk.
I got you.
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up because I'm gonna play something that I had that I found as a throwback. So I'm gonna show you how I worked on myself also. This is a throwback song for a couple of years ago after when this is finished and I got an opportunity, I'm gonna play something that I just found. So I want you to see the progress and the work. Because I'm not saying it like to say I started off being Mr. Raw. It took me a little while. You know what I'm saying? But I worked at it, and I stayed consistent like you are, and I see that you're going to be, you know, it's going to be there. You know, it is. So don't feel like I'm knocking you down.
I appreciate that.
No doubt. All right, that's the real trend. Checking in real quick. Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. I mean, I think that's real important, you know, just to take your time to really learn your craft. I had written a series of articles. I have to see if I could find them. I wrote one on, you know, I think the first one I wrote was called Learn Your Craft. And then I wrote another one about the, you know, creative process itself. And then I wrote another one, but I can't remember what the name of that one was. I think it was like three in the series. But I think one of the things that's real important, man, is just for art. I don't care what your art is. I don't care if you paint pictures, if you play the piano or the guitar, if you're a sculptor, whatever it is that you do, take your time with it. Take your time to learn what it is that you're really doing, to learn the nuances of it, to learn the different techniques, you know what I'm saying, that you can employ within what it is that you're doing, you know what I mean, so that you could, you know, come with different kind of styles, different kind of varieties, different kind of flows. You know what I'm saying? Different approaches. You know, it's all about how you approach things. And I think that's something that's really missing. If you listen to a lot of older music, and I mean much, much older music, you may have artists that would sing the same song, a song that became known as a standard. You know, it was called a standard because, you know, everybody sang this song. But different artists would approach that same song differently. You know, they may sing it in a different key or may have a different tempo. Or, you know, it may be stripped down a little bit more. Maybe they added even more orchestration to it. You know, it made the sound even bigger.
You know what?
But
you're right about that, bro. I can name one song that four artists sung. Four artists sung. And it's funny that you said that because when I played them all, they all had something similar and then something different about it. So that Stevie Wonder song, There's Something About Your Love, makes me weak. Oh my God, you know the song, Sincere. And Donnell Jones did it, Kevin Campbell did it, and one other person did it. All four of them I've listened to. And, you know, that was right that you said it in that way because, you know, interpretation is one thing. And then when you give out your interpretation of how you hear something, Sincere hears something different than the way Mr. Raw hears it. And Priest hears something different than the way Sincere hears it. And JP3 hears something different than the way Priest hears it. So you're so right about that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we're telling him something that's constructive, majorly constructive.
I mean, and that, and you know, that really has to be, you know, like a conscious decision. Because now, Mr. Roar does lyrics, too. But now, I don't do lyrics, but, you know, I'm a DJ. I'm a producer. I ran a studio for years, did production for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Everybody used to come to my house. Mr. Roar, I'll tell you, everybody used to come to my house. Okay? You know what I mean? And, you know, it's a certain kind of mindset, you know. And one person that really made me consider that one word, you know. I mean, I had considered it before, but he really made it stick in my head, you know, that word approach was when we had interviewed, you know, Orange Juice Jones. And if you go back and you listen to that interview, he talks about that a little bit, about how you approach a song, you know what I mean? And I think that's something that's definitely, you know, lost. I think that's something that's definitely lost. But enough of us ranting right now or analyzing and giving our musical analysis and theories about to the go and no. We got a couple more joints to get through, Mr. Roar. So next artist up on deck goes by the name. Huh?
When you finish the few that you got, I just got one thing I want to play also, just so that Real Trends can hear.
All right, no doubt. I got you. All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of Jay Don, and this song is called Way She Do It. Let's check this out. Go and no.
Hey, yo, make it jump, yeah, I love the way she do it. Pop that ass, bounce it down, get into it. Throw this cash, she go crazy, I might lose it. That bitch bag, yeah, I love the way she do it. Way she do it, way she do it. Move that shit, yeah, I love the way she do it. Way she do it, way she do it. Throw this cash, she go crazy, I might lose it. Shout it bad, she a freak up on the low. Way she do it, she go crazy for that dough. Throw it back, make a nigga spend some more. Do that shit, work it, show me what you know.
Alright, that was Jay Don, Way She Do It. The first thing I say, it seemed like it took a little long to get to it. Alright, but, you know, I kind of like the vibe of the song, but I should have got to the lyrics a little bit quicker. Am I wrong about that, Mr. Roar?
No, you're not. And you know something? That's a great song if he took away the auto-tunes. He didn't even need the auto-tunes because of his energy. He wrote it, and he talking what he needs to talk. Because, you know, I told you a couple of years ago, I realized that the industry for the strip clubs is really, really big with rap music. And that is a strip club song. The way he, you know, the way he's talking about it and whatever he's talking about it. But he didn't even need the auto. He didn't need the auto tones. That still would have bounced. Sometimes these dudes don't realize what you don't need. Auto tones is nothing. I'm not bashing auto tones. I love it. I love T-Pain doing it. I love Spicy on it. I love everybody. But don't oversaturate it. It gets to be worn out when you oversaturate it and put it on things that you don't need. I love ketchup, but I don't put it on every damn thing. I put it on a lot of things, but I don't put it on everything. That song would have been good without the auto-tune. You know, just get
if it got to the book. I mean, I like it, though. I mean, I like the way it sounded and everything, but, yeah, just those couple of things. He should, you know, just get to the song, man. Just get to the bar a little bit quicker. He was like a minute and a half into the song before he really started getting into his verse. But, all right. You know, I mean, like I said, I like the song, just with a couple of reservations. I would still give it a go, but it's, you know, just a couple of reservations. All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of Majesty, and this one features Teflon, and the song is called Stupid. I hope it's not. Go and know.
Majesty.
Hey, yo, Kelly, you're mad at me.
Yeah, we know the biz, well, we know the kids. Seven the kid, man, that is our business. Whenever beats drop, you know we go up, we don't stop. We go stupid, 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 yeah. We know the biz, well, we know the
prison scheme. Hard bars, never really thought of prison break. God gave me rap. Sometimes I speak to the siren, I realize it's even break. I hit that nose, I'm counting Jones. Infinity with my rhyme, kill Thanos. I got his stones. Now I remind you, say we ain't work, but we see it all from above. We flying drones. I don't live the life I deserve. God is the groom and he's staying for better or worse. Living inside of this fear. Christ is my circle, I keep the sense of compress. I go settle for less, it's greater than. The line me to the blade, it's Ramadan. So anytime I'm in the booth, my to-do list is stupid, 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 check. They try to trick us like they came with a blade. They tell them Christianity came with a brain. We never go bow, riding the flames like we Nicolas Cage. They ask star, why you always gotta talk about Christ? I'm only a star, cause I'm leading y'all to the sun. Now Christ with a star, that is the reason I keep you to free story in every bar.
Yeah. We know the biz, well, we know the kids. Serving the kids, man, that is our business.
All right, that was Majesty featuring Teflon, and that song is called Stupid. All right, I was a little worried at first when it started, Mr. Roy, a little bit worried. Because I'm like, oh, shit, it might be just like the title of the song. It might be stupid. Because I'm like, what is dude talking about? You know what I'm saying? But then it got to the verse, and dude kind of jumped on the track, and he opened up with it, and it was kind of clear. I mean, you know, I guess most of it made sense. You know, he sounded pretty good on the track. So, yeah, I'm fucking with it. All right, I can kind of fuck with that a little bit. What do you think?
It's a go, but I have my reservations. And here's my reservation. Both of them are wherever they from. So their dialect kind of almost at times sound like they were speaking another language. But the beat was hard. They were on the beat. And what I did like, what I say a lot of times, put somebody else on the hook so that it sounds different than the person on the verse. And it made a difference. It made a difference, man, because the first dude, he was on that hook and he was rocking. And then when the second dude came in, the energy, the vocals, the everything, although they both were speaking English, but their patois, their dialect was so strong, I thought it was another language at times. So that's the only thing, that's my only reservation. But as far as was it put together song, yes. Beat was cool, yes. How did they approach it? Yes. They jumped on the track. Both of them wrote the track, and both of them had two different sounds. But their dialect was just kind of – so I thought they were speaking French at one time. I thought it was powerful. Okay. I thought it was like, yo.
All right. That's what it is. All right. So, you know, we're both giving that one a thumbs up. That one's a go. All right, from the both of us, with a couple of little reservations, but still rock with it. All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of Picasso V, and this is called Do My Thing. Dirty Basement Radio, go or no.
All the sneak dish and comments. Run up a check, 50 band deposits. You pussy popping in the Maserati. Master gas and laughs cause they can't stop me. Drunk as fuck, I'm geeking off the molly. I know you love me, only fuck my money. All you see is blue face hunters. Really try to tell them I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. The mud and extra shit. Gotta check and put a paddock on my wrist. Got a pretty bitch who head is fire shit. Niggas plotting on me, I don't never trip. Never lose my shit, I always keep a grip. Only thing I ever press is time. They ask me how I'm doing, tell them fine. I've been getting to it, always on the grind. No time for the games, I'm in and I'm out. I'm driving the bricks back south. Got a white girl driving an S-Pass van. So the turnpike straight, get a safe to the house. I'ma go to my city, I'm not Lil Vinny. No more bitch, you try me, you get it. I clean a bitch bank account, swiping her debit. She negative 800,000, I fucked up her credit. Fuck you, I said it, you told people lie, so I'm glad what I did, I don't even regret it. I know where I've been, but the question is where am I headed? They say I'll be dead or in prison. I'm in it to win it, give me the crown. You got it pre-owned, I built mine from the ground. Now when I come around, I do not hear a sound. Yeah. I'm tired of all the sneak dish and comments. Run up a check, 50 band deposits. You pussy popping in the Maserati. Master gas and laughs cause they can't stop me. Drunk as fuck, I'm geeking off the molly. I know you love me, only for my money. All you see is blue face hunters. Really try to tell them I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing.
gang, my thing. These niggas is funny, they get hypnotized by that little bit of money. This shit'll get ugly, I let my hair grow, bitches not wanna fuck me. Either I'm rich.
All right, that was Picasso V, and that song is called Do My Thing. What's your thoughts on that, Mr. Raw?
Now, that was hard, and he was riding that track. I don't know if he meant after he brought the shh in, but his vocals dropped so low. Like, I was like, what happened? You know, maybe he meant to fade it right back in or whatever, but he was approaching the beat. He was handling it. He was spitting some stuff. That's a go.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, good song. Good song overall. You know, I'd definitely give it a go also. All right, definitely. So, look like we might have a couple of winners this week, Mr. Raw. I mean, we've been suffering through a bit of a drought these past few weeks.
Yeah, where's H now? Where's H when you need him now? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Where's H now, right?
Where's Ben Button, Spicy, H, Two-Face, and who else? That's it. Ben Button, Spicy, and H.
Yeah, right. H is the trash man. That's the trash man. Oh, that's trash. That's trash.
Hopefully
the trash man would have found something enjoyable today. Instead of trash, maybe he'd have found a couple of treasures. But for the last song today, I had a couple of artists that's kind of popping out there right now. They bubbling. They doing their damn thing. Been doing it for a minute. All right. This is Trap Beckham featuring Erica Banks. All right. Let me know what you think about this one, Mr. Roy. This is called Booty Control. Go or no?
Banks, wrong, got it.
Booty Control. Booty Control.
Booty control.
She moving it round.
She shaking it slow.
Booty control.
She got that booty control.
Nah, she not a snap.
Nah,
she more like dinner to go.
Talking
about booty control.
Booty control.
Shawty might dance on the low.
Wow.
Look how she doing it though.
Wow.
Lil mama got booty control.
Booty control.
Moving some more. I'm talking about booty galore.
Girl, you freak. Girl, you thick. Girl, you lit.
Take this dick.
Girl, you fine.
What's your sign?
Never mind.
Bend your spine. Fucking up the racket.
Fuck it up.
She was fucking off back page.
Fuck it up.
And I heard she a gold digger.
Gold digger.
If you broke, better act
pain.
Shot it real, but her ass fake. Still make a nigga double take. Ooh. Even though I just ate, let me get a number one with a large shape.
Wow.
Booty control.
She moving it round.
She shaking it slow.
Booty control.
She got that booty control.
No,
she not a snap.
No,
she more like dinner to go. Talking about booty control.
Ooh.
Booty control. Shawty might dance on the low.
Wow.
Look how she doing it though.
Wow.
Lil mama got booty control.
Booty control.
Moving some more.
All right, that was Trap Beckham, all right, featuring Erica Banks. I guess she the one that got the booty control, right? All right, that's what this name of the song is. Now, of course, all right, that's going to be a strip club hit, you know what I'm saying? There's not too many other environments, you know what I'm saying? You're having a twerk contest or some kind of a tight skirt contest or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying, a chick's going to get out on the floor and they're going to, you know, show they could make it clap or whatever. You know, that's the kind of environment you're going to be playing that song. I mean, otherwise, it's really kind of a boring song. I mean, you know, he gets on the track a little bit and he kind of, you know, spits on it at a part. But, you know what I'm saying, overall, it's kind of a boring song to me. What do you think?
There you go. You nailed it on the head because, first of all, when you get a chance, Sincere, and you're looking through television, check out this show called P-Valley on Stars. P-Valley.
Nope.
Trying to remember
okay.
Now, I said that to say this. It's a stripper show, but in the background, I'm hearing all the soundtrack, and these dudes are spitting bars, and these dudes are spitting about what's going on in the strip club, what she's doing. They wouldn't play this song because it was too simplistic. He didn't go into detail why she got – go into more detail about the booty control. You know, he could have went into a little bit more detail, and he made it too easy. Like, like one word echoing, and you wasn't that you could have put bars there. She really cool. She ain't no fool. She's on top. She ain't gonna stop. Nah, get into it. She got booty control. Made me lose my brain and move in the soul. I'm a dickhead, but the booty control. I can, you know, get into it and tell me why she got booty control. It was too simple. Ask how he felt. See if he liked it.
Who's that?
See if Trends
a Trend?
It.
All right, now let's see what Trends got to say about that song. Trends, do you like that Trap Beckham joint?
Hello?
Yeah, Trends, did you listen to that last joint? Do you like that Trap Beckham joint we just played?
It's like a different feel, but I'm with Mr. Raw, you know, like I'm definitely, you know, with him. You know,
okay.
The song is not bad, but I dig what Mr. Raw is saying.
All right, we got you. I'd appreciate your feedback.
I heard some strip club songs lately. These dudes are spitting like crazy about strippers, and it is interesting because it's what's going on. So, you know, the idea of that song, cool. I invited that idea. Yeah. Whoa, yeah, booty control? Oh, let me hear what he's going to say. If she makes a butt roll like a roller coaster, move in the back because you know supposed to. You got a butt popping up like a toaster. If he could have said all of them different things, it would have made it more interesting for me. And I'd have been like, yeah,
gotcha.
Booty control.
Yep. Got you. All right, well, that concludes today's edition of the Go and Know. Just had a few joints to get through today. So thankfully, we had a few joints that will definitely make the cut. And you'll hear them again here on Dirty Basement.
So there was about 3 to 4. I ain't gonna lie.
Actually, I think it might have been about seven. Actually, it might have been about 6 or 7. But nonetheless, all right, Mr. Roy, you want to pull that joint up that you were talking about a little bit earlier, so we could give it a listen.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw this back here. I found this on there. I said, let me put it up. Trends, just listen up. We having fun here. Back in the day from Mr. Roy.
Yeah. Yo, good looking to my dude, of course, Cadero. This track is monstrosity.
This is the beat.
Serious.
Woo!
Hey, yo, tell me, don't be respectful. Let's show him the stick back. Union representative. Ha! You colder than the winner. Ha! We hotter than the dinner. Huh? My lyrics are patent pending. For my title, you are defending. Never surrender to no opponent, so don't pretend it is something you heard. Quite absurd, picture the word raw. Flip it backwards to start the war. Prepare for combat, but you don't want that. I'm coming calm black until it's time to peel caps. You heard the facts, so believe that. Don't come whack or you get waxed like a floor. For Mr. Raw, leaving your tongue tied and locked jaw. To even the score, I get more than the usual. Brutal and casual MCs, feelings are mutual. But I stay neutral till it's time to flow for mine. When I unwind to make some MCs recline. So press rewind in order to remind yourself about the rawness that shines till you blind yourself. My lines are stealth, ready, waiting to explode on any track, adjusted to fit the mold. The spit factor is what you claim when you're spitting the game. So many MCs ain't spitting the same. I spit for the brain, man, I ain't even spit in the rain. It's the hotness that you remember my name, Raw. The spit factor is what you claim when you're spitting the game. So many MCs ain't spitting the same. I spit for the brain, man, I ain't even spit in the rain. It's the hotness that you remember my name, Raw. The anticipation is murder. The street is waiting for word. Did he get in the booth? Did he finish the verse? Is he back for good? Why was he gone so long? I left, cause whenever I'd write, it felt wrong. These cats are worse than the clothes that got me confessing on track. But I seen past my past, I ain't peddling back. The peddling packs, if I ever did that, I repented for that, wrote a sentence for that. I move in slow-mo with the slang that's in closed capture. Keep mechanics on speed dial with hammers and ratchets. My caddy's in the back with the jacket holding the iron. You talking, stay in my lane, I'm in the plane flying. They say Clark Kent's return, but I'm more like Bruce Wayne. That changed like Bruce Banner. When I'm up on stage, I'm a monster. I'm a beast, but at least
I am who I am until I can't breathe.
The spit factor is what you claim when you spit in the game. So many MCs ain't spitting the same. I spit for the brain. Man, I ain't just spitting the reins. For hotness, and you remember my name. Raw. The spit factor is what you claim when you spit in the game. So many MCs ain't spitting the same. I spit for the brain. Man, I ain't just spitting the reins. For hotness, and you remember my name. Raw.
Not mad at no one when I flow, son. I'm like a shogun. Sword swinging when I'm bringing rhymes. To sing your eardrum. Lyrical reverum. That's what can happen if you act dumb. I leave your brain numb. For versatility and then some. Label me sick, man. Detrimental like quicksand. As hard as brick ends. Just as sturdy as the kickstand. Just take your pick, fam. How you choose to get your torture? More skill and force up. Blazing hot just like a torture. No pun intended. My style is still patent pending. Don't get offended when my flow gets commended. Pick up the litter. Vocalist transmitter, making them seeds bitter with the name you can't get rid of. Steadily spitting on any track that I'm giving. Freestyle or written just to show you how I'm living. No second guessing when it comes to a session. MCs will need protection from the line I'm manifesting.
The spit factor is what you claim when you're spitting the game. So many MCs ain't spitting the same. I spit for the brain. Man, I ain't even spitting the reins. For hotness, so you remember my name. Raw. The spit factor is what you claim when you're spitting the game. So many MCs ain't spitting the same. I spit for the brain. Man, I ain't even spitting the reins. For hotness, so you remember my name. Raw.
Yeah, yeah. Throwback. Had to do that.
No doubt. Mr. Roy doing the damn thing, showing you some of the progression from now, from then to now, rather. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. I know, you know, you listen to that now and you say, yeah, I could have fine-tuned this, I could have fine-tuned that, could have changed this little bit, this could have been a little bit better, so and such and such. You know what I'm saying? But you definitely can see the, you know, like the, you know, the bars, the creativity and, you know, everything. You know, even if it wasn't perfect, you could definitely see them what, you know, what the mindset was and, you know, what y'all was definitely trying to put together, you know what I mean? So definitely, you know, salute. All right, Mr. Roy's throwback from, you know, the Union Vault, from the vault, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to say that, man, that's about a strong 10 years, at least 10 years, over 10 years old, bro. What you think, where is he at, Trends? But me, did he hear it? What do you think about that, Trends?
Destiny friend?
Trent, are you with us?
I don't know. I think she took a drug because she did have drugs on.
Trent, you still there?
Nope. No, I think somebody else is occupying the line right now, so we're going to lead them to their conversation. We got to get ready to get out the door, though. It's about that time for us to skedaddle. I want to give a big shout-out to our guest, Jay Nip, today. Had a fantastic interview with him. Big shout out to all the supporters, everybody online, everybody on the telephone today. Definitely appreciate the support. Make sure y'all tune in Monday. Our priest will be in the building for the listening room in Philly, him and JP3 holding it down. All right, now, Mr. Roy, should we expect the return of the Brother and Sister Experience this week or next week?
I'm going to, the 28th. Is my next appointment. I'm gonna post it out. I just gotta check my agenda to see if my schedule is clear, and then we will be moving into that sector definitely, because I'm getting my free time back. The things that was taking my Thursdays up, and it was just gonna be too much for me. So I'm gonna be posting it out there, and I'm getting back into the swing of things. Plus, Raw Day is coming. My Born Day is coming in about 10 days, 12 days. And I'm trying to get this track to you so you can do some scratching on it so I can drop a new song. But I'm trying to look for it. So, you know, look out, because I want Sincere to jump on it. I want Sincere to tear the, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to say, you know, check out this joint with Sincere on the scratch. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of
hyped. All right. Well. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hopefully we'll be able to do it in time, but if not, we'll definitely get it done, you know, regardless.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just kind of excited about that, you know what I'm saying, trying to throw it out there. But, you know, and then when I get right, I got some more music to drop and some other features that I'm waiting on people you know what I'm saying, waiting on features, and I, you know, got my bars already set and already laid my verse out, but I got to wait. You know how it is. I got some stuff coming from Boss, from Dialansky, Two Face,
nice.
Link Up Spicy, Sunshine, man, a number of other people I'm supposed to hit up, and then I'm going to start them straight 8 bars, start putting out them tracks to hear who want to jump on what track, and then definitely want to have some fun with JP3 and do a versus, like 20 tracks, 20 instrumentals, so we want to set that up too, you know what I'm saying? Me and JP so we want to have some fun. Right,
No doubt. All right, we got a lot of things up and coming, so definitely stay tuned. Watch the social media for all of that and then some. And once again, make sure y'all tune in on Monday for the Listening Room Philly with Priest and JP3. Now, at the top of the show, I don't know if you was tuned in from the very top of the show, Mr. Raw, but I played a definite rare groove, and I didn't tell anybody who the name of the artist was, but I said that I would play another song by the same artist, and if they knew who made this, they would know who made that. Now, don't you say anything, because once I play this, of course, I know that you're going to know off the bat, so I'm going to put you on mute right now so you don't let it get out your mouth, all right, as we get ready to get on out these off these airways, should I say. Once again, big shout-out to everybody who came through. We definitely appreciate all the support. All right, I'm my dude, Mr. Raw, of course. Big shout-out to Priest once again. Big shout-out to Trends for coming through. All right, showing the support once again. A big shout-out to my dude, Ben Buttons, of course. I would definitely appreciate all the support. All right, time for us to get on out the door. Y'all take care and be safe. All right, peace.
Houston, Texas, we don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we've just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. I want you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh yeah. Tighten up on the organ now.
Yeah, you do the tighten up. Yeah now. I said if you can do it now, you sure will be tough.
Now look here. Come on now. Now make it level.
Move to your left, move to your right, line it up.
now. Everything will be out of sight.